I have a friend who loves the sound of panel pulsing. So I made up this tape because it has some very good calls if you like the sound of panel pulsing. These calls were recorded from a Crossbar 5 office in New York City. We dialed our own area code 212 in front of the calls so as to route them a special way. Now, you would hear calls route this way from Crossbar 5s in New York City anyway, from time to time, but dialing 212+ guaranteed it. We routed them through Midtown Tandem, which is a crossbar tandem in Midtown Manhattan, obviously. Like most wire trunks to crossbar tandems, it lets you hear the pulsing. Now, panel pulsing is really not an official telephone company term. What this is revertive pulsing involving a panel office, panel being the switching system that was developed by the Bell System in the 20s and installed mostly during the 30s and 40s. This is by no means a comprehensive tape on the panel switching system. This is just one sound of it that you hear calling into it from the outside. It's one way to call into it. Let me take a typical call first. Alright, that's enough. Now here's how this call breaks down. The crossbar 5 part of the call is this part. Once we get dial tone and while we're dialing, we're connected to something called the originating register. Its job is to collect our digits and pass them to the marker. The marker is a device that comes in just for a moment to make the connection. And the marker comes in immediately after dialing the last digit. That's where you hear that tick-a-clunk. Now, in between the tick-a-clunk and the later ta-tick that follows, the Crossbar 5 office we're calling from is sending the number we're calling to Midtown Tandem. It's MFing the number, but we don't hear it. On Crossbar 5, you rarely hear the MFs. So in between the tick-a-clunk and the ta-tick, our Crossbar 5 office is sending the number to Midtown Tandem by MF. And after the ta-tick, we then hear Midtown Tandem in its conversation with the panel office we're calling to, which is the Fairview Avenue office in Brooklyn. And that part sounds like this. That's what we mean by panel pulsing. Most of the noises you're hearing there are actually coming backwards toward us from Brooklyn. And Midtown Tandem simply sends forward intermittent pulses saying, okay, that's enough, go to the next digit. The digits are actually sent in the backwards direction. The castanet-like quality of the pulsing is lent to it by the crossbar tandem, by the way. If you were to listen to the trunk, it would have a much deeper sound. After the revertive pulse conversation is finished, Midtown Tandem cuts us through to the trunk to Fairview Avenue, which sounds like this. On this call, this sound is immediately followed by sort of a whoomping noise, which is caused by a sequence switch in the Fairview Avenue office. Then there's another whoomping noise as the ring begins. Since this call is going to intercept, we're going to ring into an intercept trunk, which has a ringtone of its own. And that ringtone is there to pacify the customer because you want to have something playing into the customer's ear between the time you hit the intercept trunk and the time the intercept recording answers. So you can actually hear the intercept trunk's ring underneath the real ring. And eventually, when the real ring gets around to its next cycle, it trips and the intercept trunk's ringtone becomes louder, like this. At this point, the panel office we're calling to has done all the connecting it's going to do. It's just holding the call, as is Midtown Tandem and, of course, the Crossbar 5 we're calling from. The intercept trunk, which is now giving us ringtone, will in a moment cut through, and we will hear the centralized intercept recording.
Sorry, the number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. This is a recording.
Operator 239, what number, darling?
326-9959.
That's not a working number. Consult your directory for another number and dial again, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, that's a typical call. This next call is also to the Fairview Avenue office. We're dialing 0000 as the last four digits, which means the revertive pulse part is very fast. But something goes wrong when Midtown tries to make the call to Fairview Avenue, and as a result, it ends up rerouting the call through Bushwick Tandem. On this next call, we're dialing line number 0077, which in revertive pulse code is 11188. Each revertive pulse sequence to a panel office is five digits. The 111 will just sound like a bunch of noise to you, but you can hear the last two digits. That was a subscriber answer, and this being New York, we didn't pause to say, sorry, wrong number. Message units. Were you able to pick out the last two digits? This part is 111, and this is 88. This next call goes to the telephone company's supervision test line. This is used to test answer supervision on trunks. It flashes off hook and on hook, much like a person picking up the phone and hanging up the phone. And it also flashes with a dead short at first, and then it tries flashing with the maximum resistance that a phone line would have if someone were out in the sticks. And if all those flashes work correctly, the switchman will see his little light on his test board going blink, 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 solid, like that. Now, the ticking at the end of the test sounds like it ought to be something very important, but actually the ticking is just the indication that the test has completed. So here's 821-9973, again Fairview Avenue, this time to the supervision test. That's the way the supervision test line usually sounds in a panel office. This next call, however, goes to a newer style supervision test line. This one has some additional tests that it makes. It trips the ring after two rings instead of three, and you can hear some hums and clicks as it does various things before it begins to flash. This next call goes to Operator Intercept in Fairview Avenue. We're going to go into the Brooklyn SAIS, the Semi-Automatic Intercept System. This system was developed by IBM during the late 60s to work in conjunction with the Bell System's centralized intercept concentrator arrangement. This thing gives the customer a report on the number he's calling, not unlike the way directory assistance was handled in the late 80s. In this case, I don't give the operator a number soon enough, and she simply presses release, and the SAIS simply says, please repeat the number to the special operator.
Please repeat the number you are calling to the special operator.
Special operator, what number are you calling?
Well, that connection certainly had a good assortment of noise. Here's another Fairview Avenue call. Has there ever been a time when you dialed a number correctly and you know you dialed it correctly, but you somehow got a wrong number anyway? Well, we've caught that event on tape, and here it is. We're dialing 326-9972, which is the supervision test, but instead we get a number on intercept.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. This is a recording.
This connection we've got has quite a background whine, doesn't it? What's cool about these wire trunks is that it's almost as if there are no secrets. If you're willing to listen hard enough, it's amazing the number of things you'll hear. For example, in just a few seconds, you'll hear the sound of revertive pulsing to a non-panel office. Listen carefully. There, did you catch that? I'll emphasize it and do it again. Back at the beginning of this tape, there was some other interesting crosstalk. At the end of our first call, we heard this.
You're welcome.
That was panel call indicator pulsing, another interoffice signaling method still in use during the 70s and even early 80s. Here it is again. Listening to wireline crosstalk is not only interesting, it has at times been rewarding. I know of at least one case where someone listened to MF crosstalk on wirelines, used it to get the secret conversion number of a radio station request line, and then went on to win by having an advantage on the call-in contests. Now, a few minutes ago, I was listening to that last call, and I was curious. Why did we get a wrong number? We dialed 9972, which should go to the supervision test, but we got intercept instead. Well, in listening to the pulsing, it became obvious what had happened. The 9900 group translates to 545 as the first three digits of the RP sequence, and this is 545. Let's zoom in on that second digit. Very clearly, that's a 4. But on the most recent call that we made, here's the second digit. Sounds like only 3 pulses. But if you listen even more carefully, you can hear that the third pulse is doubled, indicating that a relay bounced. Here it is again in slow motion. That double pulse caused Midtown Tandem to count 4 when there were really only 3 pulses. How about that? Next call. Ring to busy is a common panel characteristic in the 70s. However, when panel was originally designed, it didn't ring to busy quite that way. In the original design of the panel switching system, all busy signals flashed supervision, and that flashing off and on hook tripped the ring very effectively. But later, when they decided to make busy signals not flash anymore, it was necessary to go back and add a new piece of equipment, a cold cathode tube, to trip out the ring. The result was a system which usually made an audible ring in front of a busy signal, but that's not how it was originally. This next call, when it answers, makes a very hefty supervision sound that could only be coming from a panel office. Okay, now let's call Trafalgar 7-0000. This is in the West 73rd Street office in Manhattan, which has a nice ring. They've also got at least one busy signal interrupter with an intermittency, as this next call shows. Let's call a couple of supervision tests, and I'm going to show you something really cool about them. First, we'll call 669-9972. This one's in the East 150th Street building in the South Bronx. One of the reasons we like the supervision test so much is that it gives a lot of information as to what the office is really like. Now, each central office building, its power supply, and the way power is distributed through the building is unique to that particular building. And if you listen to the power supply of the central office, you'll hear sounds that are unique to the building. And because the supervision test uses unbalanced power there at the end when it's ticking, you can actually hear the sound of the central office power supply underneath the ticks. Now I'm going to electronically remove the ticks and let you hear the power supply noise of the East 150th Street building from this very same phone call. First, here it is with the ticks, and then I'll turn the ticks off. This is the sound of the East 150th Street building. The whole power grid has this noise in it. When a person who lives in this neighborhood has their line crossed with another person's line and it's unbalanced, it hums. And how does it hum? It hums like this. I've used the Crossbar One payphones in this neighborhood. And after you dial your first digit and dial tone breaks, this is the sound you hear on the sender. And there's no other central office in New York City with this particular noise. Just to illustrate this, let's call the panel supervision test in the Kingsbridge office, another Bronx building. Now, when I mute the ticks on this one, that's the sound of the Kingsbridge building. Now let's call the East 167th Street building. Here's the East 167th Street office noise. This one is the Kingsbridge building. And here's East 150th Street. Now, to the uninitiated, of course, these are just hums, and why bother paying attention? But to us, these were reliable, noticeable landmarks that we kept coming back to because we played in this network. And it was kind of interesting to call the supervision test in an office we had never visited the neighborhood of, listen to some of the central office noise, and then go, boy, I wonder what it's going to sound like to call from that office. Sounds like an interesting one. And then we'd actually go there, and sure enough, part of the particular hum or whine that we would hear through the supervision test ticks would also be there while we were dialing the number, and it would shape the whole sound of what it was like to call from that neighborhood. We would often find that the panel, Crossbar 1, and Crossbar 5 in the same building all kind of had a similar sound to them, again, just because of the power supply layout. Now, the office from which we are dialing is actually a perfect example of this. West 73rd Street in Manhattan is a central office which is famous for its low tone on its power grid. In other words, when a call is dialed from this building, whether it be from the panel, the crossbar 1, or the crossbar 5, anytime the power is unbalanced, you hear low tone, which is the essence of busy signal, in the background. Notice what we hear way in the background after we break dial tone, like this. A lot of the noises you hear here are not random, but are in fact other calls being set up, and in fact this sounds very different at night. I can tell by listening to this was recorded in the middle of a business day. But one thing that lets me know that this was recorded from West 73rd Street is the low tone, which I'll filter off and on right now so you know what I'm talking about. That baw sound of the busy signal generator, which actually is the low tone in advance of the interruption, is a part of the West 73rd Street central office noise. Now here are the ticks from a West 73rd Street panel supervision test. And perhaps you can hear that one of the ingredients of this noise is that low tone. In fact, several of them. There's at least two of them there beating. There's a little continuous ring and other things there too. So if you were to call into the supervision test from outside, you might expect that West 73rd would probably have low tone on its power. And sure enough, it does. Yeah, we all had pretty sensitive ears back then. We had to. We got to know the network that way. In fact, I remember Captain Crunch used to always be able to tell exactly which of his dogs was having digestive problems. I mean, just by the sound, whenever the dog would... Never mind. But speaking of the Bronx, that was a joke. Here's a call to the Bronx, which ends in a voice that you would least expect to hear there.
Not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. This is a recording.
May I have a number, darling, please?
538-9999
has been disconnected. I'm sorry.
Disconnected. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Of course, I was referring to the voice of Jane Barbie on the recording, the Time Lady. New York Telephone didn't usually use her for recordings, but for some reason, in the late 70s, the Bronx Intercept had her voice on it. Now, here's another call where there's a reroute. Geez, all that trouble just to get a busy signal. And what happened on that call will happen on the next one. First, Midtown Tandem notices that the pulsing coming back from the Bronx is not quite right. So it drops the original trunk that it was trying to put the call through on, and picks up a trunk to Tremont Tandem, which is the local tandem for that section of New York City. It MFs the 7-digit number to Tremont Tandem, and then you hear Tremont Tandem in its revertive pulse conversation with the panel office we're calling.
The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. This is a recording.
What number call them, please? What number? Operator, operator, call one.
One final comment about this call. In the 80s, we got used to digital connections that were so quiet that you could hear a pin drop. But in the 70s, especially the early 70s, the original T-carrier trunks, the original inter-office trunks that were digital, sounded really, really lousy.
The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time.
And that was my original reason for not liking T-carrier. No, it wasn't quite this bad, but it tended to lose all the details in the fuzz. So that's what it was like in 1977, dialing into panel offices from a crossbar 5 via a crossbar tandem in New York City. And I'm sure you can see why my friend likes panel pulsing. We phone freaks tend to hear music in the sound of the network anyway. And panel pulsing through a crossbar tandem does have a certain aesthetic. Cheating a little bit there, but you get the idea.